Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Beitzah, Daf Gimel Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud. Continuing with our analysis of the first half of Mishnah Aleph about the Beitzah Shnol Dan, the Machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, about its status on Yom Tov. Meitav Echad Beitzah Shnol Dan B'Shabbat V'Echad Beitzah Shnol Dan B'Yom Tov, whether it was laid on Shabbat or Yom Tov, and Metaltalinotah, you may not carry it, Lo L'Chasot Patakli, you can't use it to cover something up, or lean something against it, meaning letzorech gufo, aval kofeh aleha etakli, you can cover it up with something else, so it won't get broken. Usfeika asura, if you're not sure when it was laid, also asur. Ve'imnitava be'elef, and if one of them gets mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, kulan asurot, they're all asur. Now, let's take this apart. I understand, according to Rabbah, who said that the Isur in our Mishnah is an Isur Doraita, Havesfeka Doraita, and therefore, Havesfeka Doraita the Chumer, that's why we're Machmer. Rav Yosef, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Tam Mishum Gzerah, they said Gzerah, either Perota, Noshrin, or Mashkin Shazavu, Sveka Rabbananu. Havesfeka Rabbanan the Kul, it should be lenient, because it's a Sveka Rabbanan. So Seifa, Tan the Suffolk Treifa. So the Seifa is not talking about a Suffolk Yom Tov. It's about a Suffolk Treifa where we're not sure if the hen was a Treifa. Yachi Yom Seifa, Dabab Elef, Kulana Surot. But then the next line is that if that one egg gets mixed up with 1,000 others, they're all Asur. Here are Bishla Suffolk Yom Tov, Suffolk Kol. If you say that we're still on the Suffolk of Light on Yontif, and then I understand why it's not batel. Something that's going to become mutar later, we're not mevatel it now, even be'alef. But if you say that we've switched gears subtextually, we're talking about a suffik treifa, the Rosh Hashanah and the matirini. That's something that never becomes mutar. Then if there's 3 eggs and one of them is a treifa, they should be all mutar. You think an egg is a significant thing that can be batel? This is the famous machloket Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh in interpreting or reading the words of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah in Orla. So let's see what that means. None. Let's say you have some bundles of leeks of kilayim. Yidalku, you have to burn them. Yitavu ba'achirot, they got mixed up with others. They're all destroyed the Rabbeir because it says they're never batel. Chachamim say if there's 200 times as much of heter, it's mutar. Shayar Meir Omer, here we go. Et shadarko limanot mekadesh. Something which is typically counted out, not just eyeballed, is mekadesh, and it's not batel. Chachamim ain't mekadesh al shav dvarim belvad rekiv omer shiva. Chachamim say there's only 6 special things that are so special they can never be batel. Rekiva says 7. It goes like ferach, certain kinds of nuts, rimonei bedan, certain kinds of pomegranates from different places, chaviot stumot, sealed barrels of wine, chalfei tradin, certain kinds of vegetables, kilchei kruv, certain kinds of cabbage, vavalat yivanit, certain kind of gourd, kivo sifaf kikorot shabalabayit, homemade bread, not from a baker. Now, some of these things can only apply to Orla, some of them only to Kerem, like pomegranate could be Orla. But this rule applies, distributed between Orla and Kila Kerem. Vit Mar Orla, commenting on Reb Meir, Reb Yochamar, Etchadar Kolim Not Shanina. The Mishnah states, Etchadar Kolim Not, which means only those things that are always counted. Shimon Lakish Amar, Kolzadar Kolim Not Shanina, meaning anything that's sometimes counted. So, according to Shimon Lakish, you could say an egg is sometimes counted, and therefore not batel. And we could still say it's a suffik treifa, but according to Biochanan, that won't work, because Biochanan says it has to be something that's only sold by count, and that's not true about eggs. Papa hai tana, tana de litruk tzioti. We found a different tana who's even more machmir, and that is the tana of the certain amount of fig pressings. The amar kol ha'shminyan, Rabbanan lo batil, something that's counted out, even if the Isur is Rabbanan, it's not batel. B'chol sheken midoraita, Tintanan Tanya, Litrak tzil should rasal pi igul. If you have some fig pressing, you pressed on the fig wheel, v'eni yodere izu igul drasa, and you don't know which one it was. Apicha v'eni yodere izu chavit drasa, you put it on a barrel and you don't know which barrel it is. So it was on a bee, on a honeycomb, and you don't know which one. Remeir's version is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we look at the top layer as if they're separated. That if you have enough in the other under ones to be mevatel, then they are. Rabbi Shua Omer, im yesh sham mea puminya aluv im lav pumin asurin. If there's 100 times as many of the barrels of the mouths, then it's mevatel, and if not, mashulaim mutarim. But what's on the bottom is mutar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's Rabbi Meir's version. Yehuda's version is, he takes the, what Rabbi Meir had is Rabbi Yeshua's version, the more strict version, and Rabbi Yeshua Omer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, afilu yesham shlosh meon pumin lo yalu. Even if you have 300 times many, lo yalu. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, per the version of Rabbi Yehuda, which both would be lahalacha, that there is never any bitul for something that's that significant. Right? So now, if you put it on a fig wheel and you don't know which one, then everybody agrees it's yalu, divyakol, hanu plutar. That's exactly the machloket. Papa yachakamar, darsa be igol benel debe eza makom igol darsa. What he meant was, if you know which fig wheel it was, but you just don't know which side of it, it's for alu drogman, the north or south side, divyakol yalu. Everybody agrees it's the rest of the fig wheels, but maalat. So he says, therefore, we do have an opinion out there that is not patel at all, which means our bitzim could be suffic trefa, which means it would inform nothing about our issue of yom tov. He goes back and he says, no, the eggs are suffic yom tov suffic kol. It's over shish tomatirin. And his answer is that even according to Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, they could agree that it is a case, who say it's the Isur Rabbanan, who could say that bright is talking about Safek Yom Tov Safek Chol, and even though it's an Isur Rabbanan, if it's a Dover Shish Tov Atirin, we're not Mevatel it. Okay, Tanya, Acherim Omrim Yishum Rabbi Eliezer. Beitzah Teachel Hi Ve'ima. An egg can be eaten along with its mother. Now, that's on Yom Tov. V'maya skinu, what are we talking about? Ilam betonigol metal achila, if it's a chicken that was going to be eaten, pshita divi masharia, that's how it should be obvious. Because the egg is uchla difrat, and the chicken was set up for eating. Tonigol metal galoitza, must have been an egg laying hen. Hivi masura, that should both be asur. Kodor we said, amr bizera te achel agavima. What does that mean? Echidami, rabbi, ingon shalakha stam, if you took the chicken stam, once you shech the chicken, that proves that it was always there for achila. And then the egg that was laid before the shechita now becomes mutar. That's agavima. Lo nishchata, but if you don't shech the chicken, huvarad l'gadal beitzim omenet. You obviously took it for eggs. And then the egg that was laid on Yom Tov now is asur, or remains asur. Mary Amar guzmatani. He said, hi v'ima is just like a hyperbolic expression. And the chick and its peel. My klipato, what kind of peel? You have a klipa mavash, klipa batachila, you don't need peels. It means the chick in its egg. Adkan lo pligi rabbanan alei d'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, hechad yatzal avir olam. By the way, their only disagreement is if it actually came out into the world. And in this case, the chick was hatched. Hechad yatzal avir olam, lo pligi, they don't disagree. El afroach klipato, guzma. Now, Farocha Klipato, by the way, could not be. So that entire thing is a guzma. He just means it's all mutar, no matter what. But it's not true that if the chick is hatched, that you could eat it. So therefore, the statement, hivima, is also a guzma. All right, now we're going to deal with, until now we've been dealing about Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov. Now we're going to extend it. Yitmar Shabbat B'Yom Tov. If you have Shabbat, and Yom Tov follows Shabbat. Rav says, if it's hatched on the first day, it's Asur on the second day also. Shabbat, then Yom Tov, or Yom Tov on Friday, then Shabbat. Yochamar Noldav Ezeh Mutar Bezeh. The second day it's Mutar. And we don't distinguish between Friday or Sunday being the Yom Tov. So name of Kasav Rav Kedusha Achati. So should we say that Rav thinks that Shabbat and Yom Tov next to each other are one big Kedusha? And Rav Halacha Karba Azza Kenim Veliv Rav Eliezer. We ruled that based on Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Shtei Kedushotein, Shabbat and Yom Tov are separate Kedushot. They're disagreeing about Hachana of Rabba that we saw in the earlier sugya. Rabbi le Hachana de Rabba, he accepts it, and therefore, if it was laid on Shabbat, and Yom Tov, let's say, is Sunday, that means all day Shabbat it's Asur Doraita, and therefore when Yom Tov starts, it's still Asur. Banish Mashot. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept it, and therefore it's a Gzeira, therefore it doesn't extend to the next day. Kitanoi, and it follows Machlo Kitanaim. Nolda b'Shabbat te'achel b'Yom Tov, b'Yom Tov te'achel b'Shabbat, Rabbi Yudom Emeshur, Rabbi Eliezer, adayin himachloket. He says the machloket b'Chav Med Hillel extends also to not just that very day, but if the next day is a day of Kedusha, also Med Hillel would not allow it. Shabbat Chav Med Te'achel, told him lo te'achel. Here's a story. Yushpazichlein to Rav Ana Bar Ahava, havilu hanach beitzim b'Yom Tov l'Shabbat. So Rav Ana Bar Ahava was staying at the boarding house he was staying at, and the owner had eggs that were laid on Yom Tov, and it was Friday. Atta lekame, he came to the rabbi. Amar le maila asvatvinu ha'idna menechlinu l'machar. Can I fry them now and eat them tomorrow? Meaning on Yom Tov and eat them tomorrow on Shabbat. Amar le ma datech. What do you think? Rabbi Yochanan. We rule like Rabbi Yochanan, which means that it would be mutar tomorrow. And I feel Rabbi Yochanan lekashar yele gemam l'machar. Rabbi Yochanan would only allow you to eat them raw tomorrow. You can obviously get cooked on Shabbat. But on the day they were laid, certainly not. We just saw the Braita that says, if an egg is laid on Shabbat or Yom Tov, it's Moktza. You can't use it. Rabbi Yochanan only disagrees about whether the next day, if it's, let's say Shabbat, whether you could eat it. So you clear up Papa. Papa's Balabat. Balabait. Rabbi Lahu, who governed the Atal Kamin Papa, or perhaps it was a fellow Kamin Rav Papa to ask him a question. Havalei Halach Beit Simi Shabbat Yom Tov. He had the opposite where Yom Tov was Sunday, or late on Shabbat, and he asked him, Amarle Maul le Mechlinu le Machar, can I eat them tomorrow? Amarle Zil ha'idna v'tol le Machar, come back tomorrow. Durav le Moki Amor al-Lave, mi Yom La Tova le Chavre, mishum Shikrut. And Rav Papa said, Rav, that never had the custom of having an Amora stand there on Yom Tov, to the next day, because of Shikrut. In other words, he would not paskin alocha in the afternoon after he'd had something to drink. Come back tomorrow and I'll answer your question. So Rav had that custom, and I'm adopting that custom also. The next day he came, he said, Iku hashta ishtaloi, v'amri lach, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, locha k'Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, if yesterday when I was drunk, I forgot and I said, that normally we rule like Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Kula, then it was a good thing I put you off. Because Rav, my Rebbe, happened to rule that in these particular cases we rule like Rav against Rabbi Yochanan, Bein the Kula, Bein the Chumra, and one of them is this particular case. So we do indeed rule that Nolda Bezah Surah Bezah on the next day, if it's born on Shabbat and Yom Tov Sunday, born in Yom Tov, late on Yom Tov, which is Friday, it's Asur Shabbat, like Rav, against Rabbi Yochanan. So I was wise to not answer your question yesterday when I was a little bit inebriated. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Eitzim shna shumina dekel b'Shabbat. If branches fall off a tree, off a palm tree on Shabbat, Asur la'sikan b'Yom Tov. So Shabbat is, Sunday is Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put them on the fire of Yom Tov. Al tishiveni beitzah. And don't answer me from beitzah. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Nolda b'zeh muter p'zeh. My Tama, why does he distinguish beitzah mishum de b'yom anami chaz de goma? He says, really, the day it's laid, you could really eat the egg anyways. Because shari la the machar, so we're not permitting it till tomorrow. So made the idea about Yom Asura. So everybody will understand that on its own day, it's mutar. Meaning, if an egg is laid on Shabbat, you can eat eggs on Shabbat. And therefore, if we see that you make you wait till tomorrow, we know that it's because the day that it's laid, it's Asur. Otherwise, you can eat it on Shabbat. But branches can't be used on Shabbat. You can't make a fire on Shabbat. If we let you use the branches tomorrow, out to the member, Yomayu Namishari. They would think that if they fell on Yontif, you could do it that day too. It's only because yesterday was Shabbat that we didn't allow it, so therefore we're not going to allow that on Yom Tov, that Sunday, if they fell on Shabbat, because people won't mistakenly think that it's Mutar the day they fall off. What if they fell out of the tree on Yom Tov right into the oven? You take regular wood that was waiting, that we designated for the fire, add it in, so there's more of that wood, and you start your fire, and you get your fire going. But you're using Isurim as part of your fire. But when you're turning the wood around, since most of it is mutar, you're being mahapech behatera. But you're being mevatel the isur. You're lachatchila putting in wood that's making the wood that fell in that's asur mutar. We're not allowed to lachatchila mevatel isur. So the answer is when the isur is doraita, you're not allowed to mevatel it. The rabbanon mevatelin, and this whole isur is drabanan, and therefore mevatel. But Ravashi already in the previous Amud said that Dovashishlamatirin, which this would be because we mutar tomorrow, even if it's an Isur Rabbanon, it's not Batel. So Hanimil Echad Itel Isur Binei. Even Ravashi would say that's only if the Isur is sitting there. Hachamikla Kal Isur. But here the Isur is getting burned up. So that's not a problem. Okay, Itmar. Last piece we're going to look at in this podcast. Shneimim Tovim Shel Galuyot. So you have the 2 days in outside of Israel, and an egg is laid on one, can you eat it on the next? Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Muteret Bezeh, Rav Asi Amar Nolda Bezeh Basura Bezeh. So here Rav took a lenient position relative to what he said about Shabbat and Yom Tov, and Rav Asi took the more stringent position that Rav had about Shabbat and Yom Tov, and he had it about the 2 days of Yom Tov. Lema Kasava Rav Asi Kedusha Achati, so Rav Asi hold that the 2 days of Yom Tov are one long Kedusha, like one long day. Rasi, Mavdil Miyomatov Lachavre, he used to say Havdalah between first day Yom Tov and second. The answer is Rasi Sfuki Masafkali. He was unsure how to deal with it. Vavirachalachumra Achalachumra, meaning he was Machmir as if it was two separate days, and he was also Machmir as if it was one day when he'd allow the egg. Rizayu Akavatero Rasi Mistabra. It's more reasonable to follow Rasi. Taina Yadimikibu, the Archalachav Din Yisrayomi. We know what day is Yom Tov. We still do 2 days of Yom Tov, which means that we should really treat the second day as like an extension of the first day and not a separate day. I think we should follow Rav. Originally, they used to announce when Rosh Chodesh was with the torches, with the signal fires. Once the kutim would go up on the wrong night and mess up our calendar by sending a signal, because you couldn't see who was sending it, we sent out the shluchim, the sugin Rosh Hashanah. And had the kutim not done that, we would still be doing 1 day of Yom Tov. And anywhere that the shluchim got to back in those days, that place keeps 1 day Yom Tov. There are towns in Lebanon where Jewish community kept 1 day Yom Tov. Alright, so the question is, now that we know, it's a huge question people ask, now that we know what day is Yom Tov, and we know what day was Rosh Chodesh, why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz? Because in Eretz Yisrael, they sent the psak to us in Bavel, you should maintain that ancient custom. The kingdom may yet make a shmad and make it difficult to maintain the calendar, and so 2 days is a protection when you're far away from Eretz Yisrael. In any case, that's why Abayi said that we should follow Rav, because he was saying the second day Yom Tov itself is really a questionable issue, and therefore there's no reason to have to ask for the egg that was laid on the first day on the second day. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next discussion, which is about how to deal with the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah vis-a-vis the Beit Sa, the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.